A word for you from 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 15. For we are the aroma of Christ to God, among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. We usually use these verses from verse 14 to verse 17 to describe the fact that Christians are the fragrance of life or death among people. But seldom do we look at this angle, that firstly, we are the fragrance of Christ to God Himself. Yes, He is the one that matters. Too often, we start with our fellow men, and we try and think, well, what will bless them? What will impress them? What will be a good fragrance to them? But what really matters is the fragrance of Christ to God Himself. He is the one who wants to have that precious perfume of the presence of His only begotten Son in you. So it means then that you cannot deceive, you cannot work up a fragrance. It is either there or it is not. Either Jesus is in your life or He is a prisoner and there is no fragrance whatsoever. And instead of life, the life of Jesus Christ, God has the fragrance of death from you. So the question is then, is sin ruling your life or is it Jesus Christ? And you'll find that without any effort of your own, you will be the fragrance of Christ to God Himself firstly. He wants to take pleasure in you. He wants to enjoy you. Not just the things that you do for Him. He wants you yourself. And it's not the old you, the depraved old Adam, but He wants the new Adam, the presence of His only Son in you. So, do you have that fragrance of Christ? And remember, you can't be a hypocrite when it comes to fragrance. God can smell right through it. And He knows if something is dead or something is alive. And only the smell of His Son, only His fragrance is the one that matters. No repentance of your own that is just your repentance, your confession, your witnessing, your praising God, none of that matters to God. It is only that secret presence that is often invisible, but the fragrance is there. That's what matters to God. And then the rest applies that we will be the fragrance of Christ to the men and women around us.